HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Jennifer Kautz with us, our dream analyst, our dream specialist extraordinaire.
Thank you. you're a little bit too kind.
No, I love this part of the show. I wait for this because dreams are so important. And I had some amazing dreams. I was going to write them down. Did I write them down? No.
I know, they slip by. Well, good intentions, right?
Good intentions. It was like, oh, this is a really powerful dream, and I'm really still tired, but I'm going to remember it when I wake up.
Now, that is hard when it's in the middle of the night. Yeah. I must confess that it's like dream is more important. I mean, sleep is more important. Right?
Yeah, well, when it's a powerful dream, though, it's like...
Sometimes that's why, that's why we've been trying to... put the pencil and paper
right beside
the bed. Right.
I think what I need is like a microphone or something.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Writing down on a piece of paper that would require getting some sort of light.
It would, absolutely.
Or else I've tried that because I've seen my writing in the morning. Not comprehensible.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, that is a really good idea, though. Never thought of that. Because, you used to see where doctors would take notes, and I knew a doctor that he literally just did a recording. He spoke into his recorder and stuff and then went back to it. So I think that's really good.
Okay, so we know that if you guys have some dreams that you would like to have some guidance on, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can go on instant feedback, but then you have to be really clear about what the dream is and how you were feeling in the dream. It's a little bit more challenging to do an instant feedback dream analyst versus calling in person because we'll have questions. So today we were going to talk about living a symbolic life. That and the fact that, we're moving into very symbolic weekend for a lot of people. Here in Canada, it's interesting because all of Canada celebrate, let me rephrase that. Most of Canada celebrates Friday, Good Friday. But Quebec, being French and more Catholic, decided that they would celebrate Monday. But it's a bank and government holiday for both days. So it's, I just was surprised that a lot of people don't really get it off here, but...
You mean in the States?
Now
Friday is like Good Friday, and then Monday, like I said, I was, some companies, they just automatically, I know General Motors did. You had the Friday off and then you had the Monday off. But like you said, and I don't know if that has to do also with separation of church and state, that kind of thing. I don't know. I think it's a really good question because now, in the States, anywhere you have, very large Catholic and Jewish this week is Passover.
Sure.
So I really agree. It's getting interesting due to now, we have a large, Eastern Indian population. And I know even at General Motors, it wasn't really until the Eastern Indian population, started working in a large force at GM that they actually made a meditation room.
Oh, nice.
So, which is really nice. And yet they would not do that for if there was not before they didn't you know, adhere to any of that. But, and I know that many, some of the, Eastern Hindu, I believe it's the Hindu, or it could have been, it could be Muslim, as far as, so correct me, as far as the washing, needing the cleanliness and the washing of hands and the ritual of washing of hands and stuff. Right. So, and so they wanted separate bathrooms. I don't think GM went that far as to build, separate bathrooms, but yeah, it's, and then the United States is, really, you can just really see just even with the gay marriage thing, you know, happening in the Supreme Court and stuff like that. They, we're really battling the lines here of, you know, of, church and state and the different things. But personally, this is for me, it's like just being respectful of people's face and symbolic beliefs and to be a little bit more flexible, I think. And, I think it is. It's really, it is. It's really interesting. It's well, something that the United States is struggling with.
Right. And I know I got an interesting, little fact this week and I had never known that, but you know, of course all of our holidays were had nothing to do with Christianity. They were all, you know, more pagan and,
yeah.
And, yeah. Easter always, almost always, falls after the first spring full moon. And we just had it last night, well, this morning.
Right.
So
right.
It almost always, I had no idea. I mean, I had no idea that that was the case. So,
well, I do think, I mean, when you really study the religious holidays, especially within Catholicism, because what seemed to happen is that they really tried to convert the pagans.
Right.
They really incorporated their religious holidays to coincide with the spring equinox and, you know, and the winter equinox and just all those things. So Easter, tons of pagan, rituals. I think, now eggs is an Egyptian, practice as far as coloring of the eggs.
Right.
And, giving them, I think those Egyptian and Persian, but, because of the spring equinox, I mean, the rabbit is a symbol of fertility.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes, it is.
You know, and so is eggs. And then you incorporate all of it because of resurrection with Jesus, you know, death. And this is rebirth. So, and this is the birth of the season, the spring and stuff. So it is. It's highly symbolic and highly ritualistic. And so, I mean, this is when we begin to talk about dreams, I mean, It all is really incorporating. That's was one of the reasons I titled this Living This Life. What's been really interesting for me is, that language, just living the symbolic life. I mean, in essence, I guess I've been living that way. I haven't really thought of it that way, but that term, Carl Jung actually has a book, called Living the Symbolic Life. And he, you know, he talks about that a lot, and how, what does a symbolic life look like? Well, if you are looking at your dreams, that is definitely a symbolic life. If you're, you know, following our, religious rituals and holidays and different things, that's definitely following a symbolic life. It is the degree how you wish to view your world, I believe, and how deeply ingrained you want to live a symbolic life. I think indigenous cultures really lived it much more so than we are doing now. And there's a quote that I really go back to a lot, to Carl Jung, that he says, you see, this is the quote, you see, man is in need of a symbolic life and badly in need. We only live banal, ordinary, rational, or irrational things, which are naturally also within the scope of rationalism. Otherwise, you could not call them irrational. But we have no symbolic life. And where do we live symbolically? And he also says, who is living a symbolic life? He looked out at the world and he says, very few are living a symbolic life. So, he also said, only the symbolic life can express the need of the soul. And, so I guess, you know, so I had to start really looking at that language and trying to apply it to my life. And yet, so, you know, many people would say, for as much as I follow my dreams and different things, that, you know, well, of course I live a symbolic life, but, I think too, it really, you know, because we live in the world the way it is today, you know, the world is not set up. Our culture is not set up to live a symbolic life. If anything, the world scoffs at a symbolic life. Like, what do you mean you're going to follow your dreams as a method of getting through life? You know, it's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much like a manuscript for everybody to, you know, go get a job, you know, there's, you know, go to college, do this, do that, and, or do what the family says or do what the world says, not to go on an individual journey that is unique to yourself. So I think living a symbolic, so I think you can blend the two, obviously, and I think actually that can be a really healthy way. I think some are unique where they're capable of being able to live a fully symbolic life.
And to me, living a symbolic life, although absolutely agree with the dream aspect, but I also see, especially as we come into spring, especially as we move into like this new season of growth and awakening, it makes me think of, you know, how we need to connect more with the earth. You know, there was a time when, you know, the earth cycles, paganism, it was all very much connected to the earth. I mean, we take the earth for granted. We're raping it. We're ruining it. But, you know, the spring, you know, we all look for the signs. We all look for the robin. We all look for the trees budding. We all look for the flowers beginning to rise. I mean, it's a very symbolic time of, you know, awakening, the earth reawakening to, you know, to start living again. And so it's kind of like, you know, we put our lives on hold in the winter and, you know, we might partake in winter sports or do things, but most of us, you know, kind of don't start new things. And certainly the astrology this past couple of months have been, you know, very slow. It started off very fast, but then, you know, February, March, it got really slow and quiet. We needed to really sort of go within to find out what was going on. And now it's spring. Like, now people are starting to actually feel like it's spring. The weather is changing. You know, the buds are coming out. I saw my first robin today.
Yeah. Oh, you did just today. When did we? That's being in Canada for you. Because I think I saw mine a couple of weeks ago. That's too funny. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we've had a few cold days, and I know someone said they saw one. I'm like, oh, the poor robin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we look for
me. Listen to me. That's Canada for you. And I'm north.
Yeah, and you know, I'm pretty south for Canada, so
yeah,
we're almost equal in that case.
I know. Funny. That's good. But, you know, I loved hearing you talk about spring the way you did, and it's just like, you know, it's like poetry. It is. It's just, if we can be so much more in connection with nature and the seasons, you know, the cycles and the seasons and celebrate the seasons, like those that were so much more, you know, connected to the land.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, there's a ritual to life. There's an honoring. I think that's the thing too. It's really where you're honoring life. You're giving celebration. You're giving celebration of the seasons, the cycles, and that is where, I mean, nature in its essence of how the creation is symbolic. It's not about, you know, a manufacturing line or how much, you know, how many things it's produced and what can we sell. It's about just the beauty of life and to celebrate it. So though that's the area, you know, that's where I believe we humans are really lacking. I know I have, and cause I can become really, robotic even with my dreams. You know, you can look at things many times and analyze them and keep them in your head. But as you so often say, Lori, if it stays in the head and doesn't move to the heart, you know, then, you know, what good is it if it can't move to your heart?
With that, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Counts. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. That is theartfulsoul.org. If you have any questions or you want to talk about a dream that you've had, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. and we are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Thursday on New Sky Radio. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, it's the Jane Wilkins Michael Show. Jane has helped change lives by encouraging listeners and readers to become better than before. Coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with Dr. Pat. At 3 p.m. Eastern, step into the Spirit Salon with Laura Lee, the sane psychic. Joyce Jackson is on at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing sanity when love feels a bit crazy. Let Joyce Jackson help you ride the roller coaster of love with style. Kathy is in with host Kathy DeBono at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss a minute of the crazy fun with Kathy and her friends. Coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Forrest have the answers to life's most pressing questions. Yours on Answers with the Astro Bagley. Get the latest from the stars with Zoe Moon and the Zoe Moon Astrology Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Jennifer Couts with me. Jennifer is my dream analyst. And when I speak about dreams, and I know maybe sometimes the way we talk, it can be interpreted not as our sleep dreams, but we do. Jennifer is trained as a psychotherapist in Jungian, and that is actually looking at our sleep dreams. We're still going to look at this instant feedback that we got that is not necessarily a sleep dream, but a dream, what she wants to accomplish in life sort of thing. But Jennifer can be found, you can find more information about Jennifer at her website, theartfulsoul.org. If you have any questions, you want us to look at your dreams, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685, or you can send us instant feedback. The one we got from Angela is great. Just be really clear about the information, what happened in the dream, and really how you were feeling about it in the dream. So that's kind of an important piece. All right.
Okay. One quick thing is if someone wants to email me at my website email address, feel free to do that. But on this one, happy spring back to you, Jen. And the message says she's wishing to be established in a career that I'm happy with and do outstanding in. And she seems to jump around too much in different positions. And she asks if this is going to change anytime soon. First, I will answer that, but I know you, Lori, you're much more intuitive than I am. And I'll let you comment on that. I actually did a little bit of career counseling as my internship when I was interning at Oakland. But what I used to tell them is any job is never a bad job, because what I would suggest you do is look at all those jobs that you are at. Look at what you loved about those jobs, the type of skills that you did. What did you love about those jobs? What did you also hate about those jobs? List them in a column. And then try to start looking at, you know, how that plays out with your authentic self and also your personal skills, who you are with your hobbies and different things, what you find yourself doing for fun. And I think this is where you may need to start really focusing a little bit more. Also, some jobs, we want them to make us feel wonderful. And sometimes, you know, a job is always going to be a job sometimes. And I don't know. I know some people that have found their calling, but I got to tell you, it can be a job too. So you're needing to get paid for it. And sometimes with that, there comes the parts that we don't enjoy about different things. So I think too, you have to also look at that, that not everything is going to be the exact perfect fit to a T. It may fit a lot of qualities too. So, and then too, you're still on a trajectory. Sometimes you need to be at a certain place for a certain amount of time and fulfill being able to learn a certain skill before you can eventually go on to maybe that next dream job. So there's a lot of information there. And like I said, if you want a little bit more questions or to dialogue a little bit more, you can always email me on my website email. Right. Go ahead, Lori. What are you feeling?
Well, you also suggested during the break that she might want to look at her dreams, like to stir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeez.
You know, the symbols, the dreams.
I love how you. Yeah, that was great.
So, but I would say, you know, when you say a career that you're happy with, what I'm picking up is that you have been just in jobs. You haven't really been following your heart. And yes, we need to pay the bills, and that's important. So that everything Jennifer said was really important. And it will help you sort of get closer to what it is that you're wanting. But if you're wanting something that makes you happy has a lot of conditions with it. If you're wanting something that makes you really open and expansive and moving towards your soul, I mean, everything helps you grow. It doesn't really matter what you're in. You could be a car mechanic and still be on your path. So it really has more to do with how you feel when you're doing what you do than it does what you're doing. So if you want to have more joy or happiness within your career, then focus on how you're feeling inside and project that outside of yourself. And don't necessarily do things because of the money, but you know, because of how you're feeling and how your heart wants you to move into it. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, and then sometimes too, I mean, I've often heard, sometimes we don't start moving toward our our heartfelt path until we start actually showing up and being heartfelt. Mm-hmm. Even if you're in a job maybe that you don't want to be in, sometimes the universe doesn't move you forward until you start actually showing, appreciate, you know, being there fully present and being a joyful person or at least a good attitude at the place that you're at. Then sometimes, because sometimes the universe takes those as signs as not, you know, well, you know, she's not ready to go on to the next level because she even hasn't learned to be joyful or a good attitude at this level. Mm-hmm. So, I know that's a big one. I've had that. For me, it's just like, well, how do I expect to be this type of person to go to this level of being able to be this at this place if I can't even, you know, be it here? So, yeah, I think that sounded really good, Lori.
Yeah.
I hope that helped. Hope that helped you, Jen.
Yes, so do I. All right, I don't know if we have full time to complete Angela's before the break, but that's okay. We can come back after the break. Do you want me to read it or do you want to read it?
You can read it.
Okay. So this is from Angela. Hi, I would love to know what this dream means. I've had this dream. She had the dream last week. She dreamt her mother won the lotto. She kept asking if she really did win the lotto, and she said she was giving me some money. I wasn't believing her at first, but then she told me she had the ticket hiding in her mattress. My feelings were excitement to disbelief to excitement again. Can you interpret this for me?
Well, Lori and I had a discussion on this. You know, mother can be is a very nurturing figure. This could be your mother. I don't know what kind of a relationship you have with your mother, and this is where having a one-on-one conversation would be wonderful, because it's really important to know all the facets that are going on the outside of your life. You know, what's your relationships looking like? It also is feels as though whoever the symbol of mother is you are looking to gain money from that individual. So, just like Lori, you hit it too, you know, looking outside of yourself for that money. Cause normally that is, you know, you're winning it big, you know, as far as a lot of, oh, I'm going to get money. I don't have to earn it or it doesn't have to come for myself. It's going to magically appear. So, and that is too where it's hiding in somebody's mattress. So someone is sleeping on it, or someone is hiding it from you, or that's where they're hiding the money. A mattress is the symbol of comfort. And it's also, you know, actually the mattress, it's the bed you're lying in. It has so many symbolisms. So it really has a lot to do with your relationship with money, and the relationship that you have with a mother figure or the, you know, so there needs to be a little bit more, you know, talking about this dream to really know what it means. I know that at first when you look at a dream, that at first it looks symbolically like, hey, you know, my mom's going to win the lotto and it's great and she's going to give me some money. And I have to tell you, not to say that that hasn't happened, but on the most part, it usually speaks to the relationship we have with money, the relationship we are having with our mother. So those are the things I think you want to look at. Do you actually hope to, you know, that your mom's going to support you? So I think that's where I go. I know, Lori, you probably have some thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, my big thing is usually when we're looking outside ourselves to something like a lotto, we're looking to be rescued. So we're in a pattern right now where we're not feeling comfortable. We're not, you know, we're worrying about money more than we're excited about it. So it definitely, as Jen mentioned, it definitely has to do with your relationship with money, but also that you're looking sort of for somebody or something to rescue you. So you're giving it and putting your power outside of yourself instead of bringing it back inside yourself and looking at yourself to, you know, to allow you to be more independent. And I get that you're excited. So there's a part of you that is, you know, really looking towards, you know, bringing in more money. So what I would use this dream as is really just a way to honor yourself, to bring back the power into yourself and to get excited about, you know, something that is changing in your life or something that is moving forward or a way to grow so that you can really, you know, begin to live your dreams, begin to get excited again about life. So that just, you know, I think part of your pattern is to go from, oh, something's really good that's going to happen to me, then going into a period of disbelief and then moving back into excitement. And I think the universe or your energy is trying to tell you, you know, get excited again. This is a time things are starting to move forward. Start to move forward. Start following your dreams. Start moving towards, you know, that path that you're wanting to move towards. I get that you're in a job. I get that you're maybe not so satisfied with it, that you're maybe not making the amount of money that you want to make, and so you're looking for something else. Look, it doesn't have to be find another job. It may mean find something that you're really passionate about and start following that. But we do need to go for break, so...
When we come back from break, I have
one more thought.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Jennifer Kautz with us. Jennifer is a dream analyst, and she can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. That's theartfulsoul.org. And you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Stars. Here's to the travels on the open road.
the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Coutts. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. If you have a dream and you want to have some guidance on that, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us instant feedback. Be really clear about what the dream is and how you were feeling in the dream. It's a little bit more challenging to offer a really accurate dream analyst analyzation without talking to you in person, because there's so much more that that there is. And as I was talking, it spurred Jennifer on to thinking about the symbolism of mother. So,
yeah, for Angela, the other thing, what happens to in dreams, sometimes dreams are compensatory, meaning they compensate. So this dream could be compensating for the fact that maybe you're needing to look at yourself to view yourself as your own mother, and that you have the ability within yourself to nurture yourself, to take care of yourself, to provide for yourself. So there's a shift that kind of takes place sometimes when you do these dreams, where sometimes you take on role playing and having a relationship with some of these dream figures. So, but this one for me feels a little bit more like where you can start looking at the role of mother for yourself. So, that's just something that came to me, and just a suggestion. Again, if you would like to talk more about this dream, you please feel free to call or even email me, and then you know a little bit more of what's going on in your life. So, but good luck. Good luck.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, yeah, and let us know. Maybe money's coming. Sometimes they're prophetic.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, well, I would, seriously, too, because a lot of times if you do, I mean, oftentimes we do have dreams, and yeah, it would be great and things are prophetic, but what we really don't know if they're prophetic until it happens. So oftentimes, you know, we just kind of really have to see do a little bit more, where that's why I look at things more in a relational type thing, you know, of what's actually going on in your life, relationship wise, and different things, and money. How has money come to you before? You know, there's those that money has come to them through inheritance, or, you know, like Lori said, outside themselves. So yeah, it's deep. I mean, that's what people don't like a lot of times to look at their dreams. I mean, you have to look at areas of yourself, because that's what's happening, is your unconscious self wants to make itself known. And in order for it to make itself known, usually you have to look at it. And then normally it's asking for a change. That's where we're evolving beings. And in order for this soul that we have inside us to emerge outside to bring conscious, you know, to live in a physicality, to live in the conscious self, we have to grow and change with it. So it's really hard. It's really, really hard. And yet it can be such a beautiful thing, because I think too, we have to really honor who we are. We have to honor ourselves and honor how we were made. I know for myself, this is really interesting, me being on the radio. I think it's real. Some of my friends find it funny, because I'm not really a good public speaker. And this is really, I put myself in a position that I really need to learn how to focus and talk about things. But I know when I'm talking about something that I'm passionate about and that I know about, you know, usually things can come out, you know, halfway decent. So
you seem wonderful, Jennifer. I love having you on the show.
Thank you. But anyway, because I could talk about this stuff all the time, because I'm an individual too that is really trying to learn. I live my dreams. They come to me all the time. So I'm trying to share with people, because I'm struggling with it. as much as anybody else, living this life, trying to live a symbolic life, trying to live what my soul wants me to live. And I was sharing with Lori, it somewhat has stepped up and up. And what I didn't tell you, Lori, is I went on a retreat that was called Living the Symbolic Life. Right. And I met up with a group, and it was close by. It was a contemplative community. It was just like, oh my gosh, I was like in heaven. But other artists, other writers, other, you know, just very, very contemplative people. I don't have that around me in my life. You know, I have to search out for it. And I think that's the thing too, is you really have to search where your comfort zone is and where you need to be as a person, and you have to honor it where you're at. And if there's people around you that don't honor who you are, you know, make sure you're comfortable and you're safe, and you just make sure you find a community, because I feel this community is one that is very safe for me. And since I went on that retreat, I started having dreams, and I was sharing with Lori with turtles. And turtles are highly symbolic, and it was very colorful. And so I'm now in practice of why all of a sudden is this turtle showing up, and so I'm painting and I'm drawing it, and I'm looking at the image, and I'm trying to incorporate it, and it's. It's right now, I got to tell you, it's a struggle, because you're living your life a certain way. And now all of a sudden your dreams are saying, you know, I want you to go a little bit this direction. And so sometimes it just takes a little bit of acceptance and practice. And what I also came from that retreat is there was a documentary on an artist. Her name was, actually, she changed her name. Her name was, I forget what her real name was, but she changed it to, it's Meinrad Craighead. Oh, fascinating documentary. Really, really, I would highly recommend. It's Meinrad Craighead, and the documentary is called Praying with Image. And she lived a symbolic life. I mean, every morning she would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. She would do a ritual out in her backyard. She lived in New Mexico, built her life around her artistry. So she's got quite a few books out there of her paintings, and it's phenomenal work. It's very indigenous. Her artwork and everything is about the Divine Mother. And she grew up in a Catholic faith, Catholic tradition. So she was very much involved in, ritual and incense and candles and the mystics. She spent time in Europe. So I don't want to go too much into it because it's fascinating, but it shows how she lives a symbolic life. And it's really intense. It's really intense. And I'm like, wow. You know, I know I'm somewhat living a symbolic life, but here's someone that's like totally immersed in it. And I think we've seen people that have not, you know, just because you live a symbolic life too and find yourself deep in it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, everybody's going to become famous for it, but it leads qualities to a very deep inner personal life that is very fulfilling, because when you're living your own symbolic life, you're living the symbols and the meanings that you should be living, not what everybody else thinks they should be living. And I think that's why too, when we look at religion and religious holidays, I really believe that's why so many people, you get stuck in a tradition, you feel like you can't go out of it.
We have to go to break, but we did get some feedback from Angela. She just wanted to say, and we might have some more information when we get back, but she wanted to say that her relationship with her mom is great. She does go back and forth about being positive and being happy, and then have days where everything seems too much. Understand that. She works two jobs. She does like them, but never seems to have enough money. In her dream, she wanted her mom to take care of her bills first before giving her any, and she daydreams about winning the lotto so that she can take care of her family. Her mom is the best and hasn't had an easy life, and she deserves the world. Just wish I could take her worries of money away and let her enjoy her life. Nice.
Great.
All right, so we're going to go on our last break. If you have any questions, we can probably take one more dream, or we're going to talk more about living a symbolic life when we get back. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. That is theartfulsoul.org. as an ART, artfulsoul.org. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today I have Jennifer Katz with us. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. Jennifer's trained in Jungian dream psychology, and that's why we have her on the show, because
doing a show on consciousness, and I believe that, you know, looking at our dreams is just a huge piece of that. And Jennifer will work with you if you connect with her, especially the first time. She'll work with you for free. So contact her through her website, theartfulsoul.org, and connect with her and discuss your dreams with her. And also make sure you connect with us every last Wednesday of the month. So Jennifer will be back, let's see, on April 24th. And again, we'll talk about dreams. So just I would say one more comment to Angela. You know, you kind of answered most of the questions that we had. You know, you're looking again outside of yourself to sort of free yourself. And so the information that I gave about, you know, really trying to go within and nurture yourself and not look so much necessarily for something outside of you. I know you're already doing two jobs, but finding that space within you to empower you. Maybe the jobs aren't what you necessarily need at this point, or maybe they are, but just, you know, be more aware. Try not to look for things outside of ourselves, because if we're looking for something outside of ourselves to manifest, then we're giving all our power away to something else. And a lottery is one of those, you know, one in a million type situations that may happen to somebody. But don't put your energy that's the only way that you're going to be able to take care of your family, because then you're giving up all of your power to that. All right, so let's talk about some of the ways we can live a more symbolic life.
Well, I had written out, because this is a you know, that was a question for me. It's just like, what does it mean to live a symbolic life? And the first one I put is paying attention to your dreams. Jung even said that was one of the most powerful, is just to watch your dreams and to become conscious of the repeated symbols that are coming up in your dreams. Just as Angela is continually now having dreams about, she even said, continuing winning the lotto. So that is a symbol for her that says, you know, please, you know, I'm really needing help here. So, and like you said, Lori, those things don't always happen. So those are the things to start having relationship with, the symbols that start coming to you in your dreams. So here was the second point I put, and what are those symbols trying to say to you? What do they want to say? Because you have to remember, symbols are living images, and they have meaning, and they are trying to talk to you. That's what's so powerful. When I learned that they're just as alive, as physical, something that you're touching, your dreams, those images in your dreams are, even more powerful than physical reality, because they're coming from the eternal. So they are just, you know, they have so much depth and meaning that they're extremely powerful, and you really want to have a relationship with them. The other question is, what rituals do you engage in? Do you have any type of a ritualistic life? Are you involved in a faith? Oftentimes, though, people can go to church, you know, even Easter weekend, you know, with these holy weeks, and they still do, they may go through the motions, but they don't allow the symbolism of it or the meaning of it to truly engage in the feeling of your body, like of what that means to be engaged with nature, rebirth, you know, what it really means. You know, listening to you, Lori, I know you know what it means of the symbols of nature. So that's really powerful. You have to look at that, look in your life of where those rituals are happening, and then maybe if you don't have any, start looking at, you know, where you can start engaging in ritual. Do you start each day with a prayer or with intention?
Powerful.
That's very powerful. I know even before I do this radio show, I make sure I set an intention. I light a candle and, nice, and I do a little bit of incense, and I really try to do a ritual to say that this is something extremely important and powerful in my life. And the message that's coming through, I hope, will help people. So, and the more you do a ritual around something, the more the universe pays attention. Like, oh, she's doing a ritual. It's important. It has meaning, and it'll show up. The universe, the spirit, and your soul will show up. And are you aware that you have a soul which is connected to the divine that is wanting to guide you? You know, are you aware of that? Are you in touch with that, of knowing that, that, you know, you have something that wants you to fulfill your authentic self? And then two, real quick, is, you know, again, I guess this is saying the same thing. Do you believe in a greater reality rather than the physical reality that everyone lives by, the robotic living that, you know, every day that we have to do? You know, when you can engage in life where you know that there's something more and engage in that something more, then life becomes, you become more alive. And that's where I believe, you know, nature knows that there's something more. We're nature, and we need to live as nature, you know, connected to nature, and that there is something more. It's powerful. And hopefully, too, the last is, do you believe that there is a larger purpose than just earning money, worldly status, or success?
Yeah.
So those are my points. And great. Lori,
yeah,
what do you have to say?
Actually, we're almost out of time, but I'm going to say that Jen also wrote back and gave us some feedback, and she said we're right. She's only ever had jobs. However, she's getting a degree in a few months and is ready to be more successful. She says she's not a young college girl, but much older, and hopes it works out. Jen, if you have a new degree and you've been working at, that's very, we're very proud of you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so, that means a lot.
Yeah,
go back to school.
Yeah, I do believe that a new career is definitely on your way, and you will be happier. So I'll let that just sort of set in and just move towards that. Okay?
Good luck.
Yeah, perfect. So thank you, Jennifer, as always.
Thank you, Lori. It was fun.
It was. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz. She can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org. That is theartfulsoul.org. And I'm Lori Houston on from intuitivesoul.com. We've been on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.